Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
What's the best thing about being a woman?
Everything is free. Because in France, you can eat for free, and you can go to the nightclub for free if you're a girl.
You can eat for free if you're a girl in France?
Yeah.
And we wonder why they're entitled. Because since they were born, essentially, they've been getting things just because they exist. So by the time they come in contact with a man, what do you think she's going to expect? Give me everything just because I exist. So really, should we be mad at the females, or should we be mad at society for creating modern day females? I say both, because we have to hold these women accountable, because nobody else have their whole life. We're doing it for your own good.
Best thing about being a woman?
Having babies.
Have you had one?
Yeah.
You would do it again?
Yeah.
Now, which one of these women would be considered wifey material? Fellas, I know you know. Ladies, if there's any of you listening, can you figure out which one? Now, hey, fellas, you might not think her outfit is particularly sexy, but it's not thotty. I'll take this outfit far as picking a wife over an outfit where her cheeks are hanging out. She looked like a nice, well-mannered woman who just came from the library. This is what you wife. I mean, don't get me wrong. All women are. But if any of them were going to be worth dealing with, it would be this type.
I don't understand the comments of all the women that are this, that are like, relying on a man is the stupidest thing you can do. What are you going to do when they leave you? And it's like, well, maybe you could, first of all, not all men cheat and not all men leave. Maybe the ones you've chosen.
So I felt like
Well, most men don't leave. They may cheat, but most men don't leave their relationships. All the studies show that. So that whole argument is BS. Don't depend on a man because he might leave. Look, you're going to depend on men one way or another. Any woman saying, oh, I don't want to have to depend on a man, you're not relationship material. A relationship is dependent on the other person. So just don't even try to date if you had that type of mentality. I'm not going to date because he might leave. I'm not going to try to get a job because I might not get hired. It's just a stupid, defeatist mentality.
So over the past couple years of me being single, even since I've been on TikTok and like reading your guys' comments, like the main thing is that I'm too picky. I'm not too picky, though. I just want what I want.
But look, I'm sure the type of guys you want don't want a woman with their boobs pushed up in the camera on TikTok with a sleeve. Bunch of piercings and all that. You look like a walking red flag. You look like a walking headache. A ball of stress. No, thank you. Men see you and know that you're a pump and dump the first 5 seconds before you even open your mouth. Even if you're the coolest person alive with the best personality.
And I have dated guys that have made me feel terrible about myself.
Exactly.
Who don't open my car door, or don't buy me flowers, or don't take me to dinner, or don't want to meet my friends and family. And I've, like, just kind of brushed it off as, like, oh, that's just the dating scene, that's normal.
Look, women only want this type of treatment from the top 10 to 15% of guys. There's plenty of guys in her inbox who would have done all of that. She wants Chad to do that. And he won't, because he's not that type of guy. Never has been, never will be. Women want all the benefits of Chad with none of the negatives. They want all the benefits of nice guy Bob with none of the stuff they're not attracted to. It just don't work like that. Life don't work like that. There's pros and cons to everything. Pick your struggle.
Like, I'm just gonna have to, like, accept really bad personality traits because I'm too picky. And then I realized my best friend Aaron sitting right there this entire time, who treats me like a freaking queen, who opens my car door, who buys me flowers, who plans dates with me, who has so much fun, who plans things in the future, who's not afraid to meet my friends and family, who's not afraid to come to my work and drop me off at coffee.
But you're disgusted by him. If you weren't disgusted by him and you actually did like those things, you would date him. It's not that you were just blinded. You saw him, and you saw what he was doing for you. And it made you sick coming from him. Or really coming from any guy. He basically kisses your butt, and women are disgusted by guys who kiss their butt. If Chad start kissing your butt, you would lose attraction for him. That's what you don't realize. So you want Chad to do all those things, but once he start doing it, you're going to see him as weak. And you're going to see yourself as better than him and leave him and cheat on him. The only women that end up happy are women that choose the nice guys first. Those are the only women, well, no woman is happy, but those are the only women that come close to being happy. Period.
Who's not afraid to get close to me? So I'm just here to say, ladies, do not settle. Do not let these men who do nothing control your lives.
But you notice she didn't say, oh, so I dated him. But I have a best friend right in front of my eyes who do X, Y, and Z. But the story didn't end with, so I got with him and now I'm living happy. Coincidence. She's just using him as an example to try to shame Chad into doing what the friend is doing. Ain't that kind of interesting?
Don't wait for them to text you first, or is he going to call me? Like, don't wait for them. They suck. Bye. On to the next. You will find someone who treats
you
right.
Won't.
Don't let these guys rule your lives.
Wow. Are we singing a love song to her? She was thick, though. But no, I ain't doing all that for her.